That one had some sting on it.
Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down.
It is Friday. Bernstein and Harris bringing you home. Dan has stepped out early, and that's fine.
Damn, a whole week, huh?
No. Like.
No, I'm saying that you've done the show a whole week.
It hasn't felt like a week. It actually kind of flew by. I'm not going to lie.
That's great.
Yeah, it was like a blur. You know, I was with Layla Wednesday and Thursday, too. We had the three-person weave, as it were. But yeah, now we're transitioning, and I'm going home, and I'm going to try to call some high school football tonight and see how that goes. And
for reals?
Like, just on some...
Tell us.
Temporary, like...
Where?
Play-by-play or color?
Play-by-play. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get the rust off.
Wow.
It's been years.
Well, you know, Speaks does a whole play-by-play thing.
Whole play-by-play podcast. What do you need, babe? You don't need anything. You used to do it. You're just doing it again.
It's like getting on a bike, but if I have, like, a broken hip and I'm trying to remember if I can...
Dude,
the thing.
Well, I relate because, like, I get to do an inning in a game.
I've heard you many times.
But, like, 5 to 6 times a year or whatever. It's
and I
like,
enjoy your...
I know, but then you don't do anything, and then you're like, all right, here comes March. Go drop in and do a game. And it's like, and you got to remember. It's sort of like golf when you play 3 times a year, if you're that kind of golfer. And every time you go out there, you're like, oh, yeah, I think I can do it again.
So you're not going to share?
I'm going to tell you in a minute, but first I want to remind people that are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and iDotIt'sNotAGameIllinois.com. I'm heading out to Elmwood Park, taking on West Chicago. Just a little something. I'm going to tweet out the link so people can laugh at me.
Nobody's going to laugh, man. People are going to listen.
Marshall, I think this is awesome, man.
Good for you, man.
I'm just trying to have fun. I've been building up to this. I've been doing University of Chicago men's and women's soccer and volleyball. And like, I'm out here. I'll do any. I used to be the first time.
So wait, you were right down the street from the crib. Didn't even
right,
hit
I
your
literally
boy
right
up.
Down the street. This is why
right down the street.
I had to go to an eye doctor appointment yesterday because I realized I couldn't make out the numbers across the field. And I was like, is that me? Am I crazy? No. My vision's fine. I need binoculars. So that's, I didn't realize that that's where we were.
The University of Chicago women's soccer team, that's a championship legacy they got going on over there.
No, it's legit. Allie Reifert and the gang, they got it going on. Listen, I've appreciated all of just like the chance that people are giving me to just go out and do stuff. I just want to do fun stuff. That's when I left CBS 2, my whole thing was like, I'm only doing it if I'm enjoying it. That's what that experience taught me.
By the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. Marshall, it's interesting you bring it up because it's been we talked about it before the show, and it's been kind of percolating all day.
Did
you see the video of a play-by-play broadcaster, Howie Rose, on the airplane with the New York Mets on their flight last night? They replayed his call from the radio of Pete Alonso's home run.
Okay.
On the plane.
On the plane.
And people went crazy.
The whole team and all the employees go crazy. The team's in the back. They start with a close-up of Howie in
Who
the
was
front
like
of the plane.
Eating, right? Wasn't he eating like applesauce or something?
Wait,
like,
mac what? And cheese? Something yellow? Like, No.
You're saying on the plane.
Yeah, they're on the plane. They're getting ready to leave to go to Philly. And they're just on the charter, and he's just like having his meal, and then they play
the audio, and nobody, it's certainly none of the players probably had heard the radio call. This is the home radio call.
Absolutely.
And when you're the home radio guy, you get to do the postseason.
Absolutely.
That's why people dream of that. So they play the call. The whole plane is going crazy. The players are in the back going crazy. Howie Rose stands up, runs to the back of the plane and high fives Pete Alonso and some other players. They were calling for him to come back. So like any of us as media who get a chance to call a game, or anybody who's ever been a kid and dreamed of calling the game or playing in the game, like, right? Like I dreamed of that. Like if you were in the backyard doing play-by-play.
You're calling your own shots.
Calling
literally.
Your own. Right, exactly where I'm going. If you're swinging the bat in the backyard, you're like, and Spiegel with the bottom of the ninth, blah, 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 and you're making your own call.
You sound much better on Cubs games, but go ahead.
But like, you grow up and you don't get to be a player. Maybe a few of us get to be broadcasters if you dream of it and you're doing it tonight.
And then maybe
But Howie Rose getting called back by the players, come back here and high-five me, that is as close to rounding the bases as any non-player will ever get.
That's why I thought...
Teammate. Full-on teammate right there in that moment.
Last Friday was so beautiful. Like that, I got emotional looking
for Benetti.
Yeah. Like I got real, more emotional than I was expecting to get.
Being welcomed into the clubhouse and celebrating with teammates and, like he was part of the thing.
And being celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, because we know how things kind of ended here with Jason and the White Sox. And all of us, even those of us who know him and have known him for forever and love him, been like, Detroit? Oh, that's an interesting choice for him to make. For him to go to Detroit. Then that team catches fire where they play 600 baseball after the All-Star break. And then they win that game. And forget about the White Sox part of it for a second. Seeing him, and I've seen, Jason, you've seen it. Actually, all three of us have probably seen how Jason works the clubhouse. When T.A. wasn't talking to anybody,
right.
He was talking to Jason Benetti. You see that guy, like it's craft and it's, the way that he goes about doing his job, that he becomes a part of a family like pretty quickly, and seeing it happen for him in Detroit and seeing the reverence, the respect that those guys have for him, that they are recognizing we are the best at what we do. He is clearly the best at what he does.
Man.
And then celebrating him.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Howie Rose. That was beautiful.
I agree. It was beautiful. And how he gets to be part of it in the playoffs. Like, Jason had that moment. But now that they're in the playoffs.
He has to give his team away.
You got to give your team away. This is why people dream of the radio play-by-play job. It's why our friend Len Casper left local TV to go do local radio.
No, I get
it. Hasn't worked out so well so far.
It worked out very well for Benetti, though, because...
But the dream is... But still, Benetti is gone. Benetti's off to do college football and eventually college basketball. I mean, maybe eventually, like Dave Sims, who does TV for the Mariners, when they go to the playoffs, he does a few radio games because he's so connected and they want to have him as part of the family. I don't think that's the case for Jason just yet.
And Len did everything that he could on the radio broadcast for the Cubs.
Absolutely did.
When they were winning the World Series.
Saw him at many of those.
He was doing features. He would pop in.
Field interviews post-game.
Yeah, and that's cool too, but...
It's different when you're calling the game.
It's different because of the ownership that usually goes along with making a call of a game.
That feeling. It's like when I got to do those three games for Cubs Cardinals, like a couple years ago when Pat went into the Hall of Fame. But that feeling of being above home plate and being the voice of your local radio and having the microphone there and like being as connected. There's nothing between you and the ball game. Like you're as close to the ball game as any non-player participant. You feel like you're connected to it.
I hope
it's so addictive, isn't it?
The way you're talking about it, I hope I feel that way. I have felt that way last few weeks, and I hope I continue to feel that way tonight when I step up. And I hope I feel great. And there's no vested interest. I just want to see a good game. And
let
yourself feel connected and feel a part of it like that, man. Absolutely.
And I'll pass along for calling a prep game. What I think is maybe the best advice, shout out to our guy, Matt Rodewald, who did a lot of high school stuff here in the area. Because I got a chance to call the 5A and 6A championship games a few years ago, which was a joy to be able to do that. NFL players like Kendrick Green, I got to call his game. It was really wild to then see how guys ended up in the league. He said this to me and it resonates. So keep this in mind. Say as many names as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a parent out there that their child is playing and that they would love to hear their child's name called, even if it is a special teams tackle or if they do something on the play. If the play is incomplete, pass to Harris.
Deflected by whoever.
Right.
No, I completely get it. It's like the old school. I know this is old school. But when you hit double figures – in high school basketball, you get that ink. And getting your name In the paper, you got to get the double figures. As long as your double figures.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, smaller papers, I guess. I don't know how you guys did things around here back in the day.
What are papers, Lawrence?
Well, there are these things, Meeks, where people would get information.
Oh, interesting.
In the morning, they just like land in your driveway.
What?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It would be made out of paper.
Huh?
Really thin paper.
Very thin paper. Probably about 100 pages when we were younger. Now about 45.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But they would have stuff in them, information. You could learn things with people with good perspectives on stuff.
You can read it in the lawn ads.
You could do that.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are one ads?
Listen, all this to say, it's been a great week. I've enjoyed transition both on the front end and the back end with you guys. And like, Dan's been welcoming. Of course, we got Ray, we got Adam. They've been welcoming. Shout out to the guys behind the glass who keep it going. This has been great. I want more of this. I'm going to get more of this. I'm looking forward to this. We had a great show. We had Joe Ostrowski on. We had Kevin Fishbane on. We had Adam Hogue on, as I mentioned. Adam Szczesinski, Ray Diaz holding it down. Connor O'Donnell, Brandon Fryer also assisting. We talked about many things. One of the things we talked about, I'm sort of regretting, but not really, because I don't think it's going to happen. We have this like season-long challenge now. If the Bears at any point score 40 points, we will declare that the offense is comfy.
Oh.
And in honor of that, I will be wearing a Snuggie for the Monday show. Dan will come in a robe.
Comfy.
But they got to get to 40 points. And so the question was,
Did you guys make sure that Dan was going to have clothes on underneath the robe?
No, so it started out, he wanted to wear pants without a backside. That he had.
Assless chaps?
Yes. I said, that's not going
to
work.
I really want you guys, Ray, you're going to need to drill down on this.
Just a robe.
You're going to have to, even if he's wearing his pee-pee pants, he's got to be wearing pants.
So then the question became, well, when was the last time Shane Waldron, has he ever coached a team to a 40-point day on offense?
Oh, no.
I found out. It's happened twice in the last 3 years with the Seattle Seahawks. It happened in 2021 and 2022 against the same opponent, an opponent that the Bears will see twice this season. Can you guess that opponent?
The Lions.
It is the Lions. 51-29 back in 2021, and then they won again 48-45 the following year against the Lions, 48-45. So if they can cross that threshold, I'll be comfy in the studio with my victory chicken and everything else.
I like that. I like the idea.
But the chances of them hitting 40.
Sure. Well, but here's the thing. Like, I love that idea of the offense needing to be comfy, and you in the Snuggie would be certainly an entertaining look. It's a great visual. Because that thing last night and the Monday night game
with the Lions and the Seahawks.
And so, and there was a while there where Detroit and Seattle were going back and forth. And last night, obviously, you got all those
crazy
yards and all that production ends up 36-30 with the help of OT and the walk-off touchdown. But I'm still waiting for the Bears offense to feel like that kind of thing.
Well, you're going to be waiting, I think, a while if it doesn't happen in the Sunday game against the team giving up over 32 points a game, a.k.a. the dead last scoring defense in the league in the Carolina Panthers.
There's a chance that you're in a Snuggie on Monday.
There's a chance. It's a slim chance, but yes, there. If not now, then when? Well, the answer to that is, well, when Caleb Williams is better geared in this offense.
So here's the thing. The game next week, I think there's a possibility for it, too.
In Tottenham?
Because I think that franchise is in turmoil. I think it's a disaster, and I think it's possible. That's why this game to me is really important for the Bears, because I think you could get yourself on a little bit of a run. You might be able to take advantage of the fact that Jacksonville can't get out of its own way, that they're now having questions about the multi-year, multi-million-dollar quarterback.
Did Trevor Lawrence forget how to QB?
I don't think so.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Doug Peterson,
he may have forgotten how to coach.
Okay, I saw that go down in a city.
Hey, man, never forget. Uh-huh. I mean, we'll talk Jags next week plenty, and and probably even before we turn the page officially on a Wednesday around 3:00. But Doug Peterson, never forget, man, he completely and utterly lost the Philadelphia Eagles locker room.
I'm thoroughly lost.
Yeah, I know you are, right? Towards the end, man, he had Jason Kelce going, what the hell are we doing? Because he was helping Howie, not Howie Rose, but Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman. Oh, my, so close.
Yeah.
Really helping them tank, putting in Nate Sudfeld at quarterback on a Sunday night. You remember that?
I remember
all of it. And Jason Kelce got so pissed off and that entire locker room turned on him and they were like, we need a new coach. And Doug Peterson was toast. So that appears to be happening again. He apparently has some burnout in him every place he goes as a head man.
Yeah. It's not surprising. I think the thing for me with this Bears offense is I just look at two things. One, I'm not convinced that it's going to be this pushover game that most people seem to think it's going to be on this Sunday. But I will say this. If they do assert themselves, they could get 40 points. Like, I could see a couple of defensive a defensive touchdown.
Those count? Does that count for your comfy offense?
Yeah, we discussed it.
Two,
we're like, no.
Two pick sixes?
If you get to 40, you get to 40.
No matter what.
I like that.
If you get to 40 points?
I don't.
But here's the thing.
I don't think you call an offense comfy if they get a punt return touchdown. If they get a special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown, it's really a 26-point offensive performance. That's not comfy.
I think they still need four touchdowns, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. And it could be off another interception. Like, I'm sorry. I'm gonna call BS on your own rule.
I told Dan, I was like, the only thing people want to see around here is another... How many plays was it? I can't remember how many plays it was, but the 77-yard drive, no penalties.
14, I think.
Yeah, 14. Like the fact that we point to that is like, yeah, we want to see that, but there's only one example of that? That's the problem.
So look, it's great when you see that.
Yes.
But if you're a Bears fan, whether we're talking about Matt Eberflus's Bears or Lovie Smith's Bears, you should know that that is not sustainable. That is honestly one of the hallmarks of that defense is we dare you. To go 15 plays mm-hmm. without a bust, a turnover, or a takeaway, or without penalty. You're going to put yourself behind the sticks at some point. That's why that defense, when it's played correctly, can be so frustrating. Because you're sitting there and you're like, man, we got four good plays. We've converted a first down. Oh, holding. Now it's first and 20. You know, like, that's what it's – yeah, come on. Use up yeah, – come on down the field. Let's see if you can make it. Those types of drives are few and far between. You want to make sure that you are getting the big plays.
Yeah, chunks.
You've got to get the explosive plays, a 10-yard or more run, a 20-yard or more reception. You want to get the explosive plays or else you are susceptible to Darnell Wright being offside or lining up offside. Which is
great. You're painting a picture that I was trying not to look at, but it's an accurate picture that you're painting.
Sometimes I go into football realism.
It's an accurate picture. And football fantasy is what we're all used to, not just because of fantasy football, but because we want to believe that our team is capable of doing things that we see other teams doing around the National Football League.
It's just that, you know, like reflexively, I go back to a lot of conversations with a bunch of those defensive players. They're like, you think you're going to be able to drive down the field on a 14-play drive on us every time? Good luck.
No.
You're going to make a mistake.
You need explosives. You need explosives, which is why we celebrate the check down possibilities and what Caleb has done with the check downs. But the more he does that, theoretically and hopefully, it opens up for explosives.
I see him on one guy running down the field. Just can we do that three or four times on Sunday?
And to be accurate. We need him to be accurate on
that.
Yeah,
I'm saying he needs to hit them.
Yeah. It's time for some of those opportunities to get cashed in. There have been down-the-field opportunities in every game, and I'm cool with – I love watching his development, but a couple more weeks of downfield inaccuracy is going to start to get uncomfortable.
I don't think the Bears can get to 4-2 without it.
Can score 24 points. I have a lot of faith that they can win games. A lot. 24 is a good number. 27 is what you'd love.
That's not going to get Marshall in a Snuggie without some help.
I mean, we definitely
want
that.
Which is fine. I don't need to be in a Snuggie. I'm going to be honest.
Now, we need that.
But if you're telling me that the Bears offense, and without help, if the Bears offense can get you 24 to 27 points, I'm telling you they're a winning team. They become a playoff team if that's what they can sustain.
Marshall Harris, you've been great all week, man. Driving the show with Layla on Thursday as Bernstein and Harris became Harris and Rahimi.
Yeah.
You are thrown into the fire hardcore as a full-time member of the air staff. Congrats, man. It's great to have you here. You're killing it. Now get the hell out of here and go relax before your game tonight.
I'm going away so you can take over and do your thing. Yeah. No relaxation.
Hey, get a nap. You're going to get a little disco nap before the play-by-play tonight?
I looked at the traffic. It's like an hour to get out to where I got to get to from where I live. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll just leave early.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair enough.
Hang out in the car. Relax
in
the car.
Hang out in your car. Get your prep and have a wonderful call. That is Marshall Harris. That man right there is back. That's Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. When we come back, we want to ask you a question about Sunday's game that is pertinent. Stick around. Spiegel and Holmes getting ready to get it cracking on a Friday here on The Score.